Parashas Lech Lecha, as we look once again at the parashas that talk about the Oves HaKadoshim, and specifically this week, of course, Avraham Avinu. Right in the opening pasuk of the parasha, Vayomer Hashem al Avraham Lech Lecha me'aretzecha u'mimoladetcha u'mibeis avicha. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayoymer Hashem. It doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem. It says Vayoymer Hashem. And the Baal HaTurim points out that the word Vayoymer, as opposed to Vayedaber, is of course the word that we find repeatedly in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayoymer Elohim, Yehi Oir, Yehi Rokia, Vayoymer. And of course we know, the Mishnah says, Ba'asara Ma'amorois, Nivra Ha'olam. That's the Loshna of the Mishnah, Ba'asara Ma'amorois. The world was not created with Diburim, it was created with Ma'amorois. And that's precisely the word used in our parasha, Vayoymer Hashem el Avram, not Vayedaber. So the Medrash says, if the world was created with the word Vayoymer, which is precisely the word that is what is appearing in our parasha, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses Avram, you see that the whole world was in fact created Bizchus Avraham. Bizchus Avraham. The very way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with Avraham Avinu is precisely the way that he created the world, which therefore gives us the conclusion that the whole world was created for Avraham Avinu. And in fact, in Parashas Bereishis, when it talks about the creation and it uses the word Behi Baram, whilst it was created, and the Medrash says Behi Baram, are the same letters as Be'Avraham. So we're quite clearly seeing here in Chazal an incredible statement that the whole world was created in the Zechus of Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? So in order to understand this, we need to learn the very opening Rambam in the beginning of Hilchus Avodah Zarah. And perhaps uncharacteristically, the Rambam, who is entirely a sefer of halacha, but the way he begins the halachas of Avodah Zarah, rather than beginning with the actual halachas, he takes our hand and traces the history of Avodah Zarah. Bimei Enosh, it all began in the times of Enosh. To'u b'nei ha'odom, to'us godol. There was a grave error, a terrible mistake made by mankind at the times of Enosh. What was that mistake? And he explains the whole development of Avodah Zarah, where they thought that the sun and the moon and the stars have a koyach, even though they initially understood that they were just the kelim in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but probably they also have koyach. And it began honoring them, and eventually that morphed into absolute Avodah Zarah. Va'al derech hazeh hoya ha'oilem hoileich u'misgalgel, and the world was just deteriorating, and Avodah Zarah was rampant. Ad, until such point, she'noilad amudoi shel oilam, the pillar of the world, v'hu Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's birth heralded a new chapter in the history of the world. Whereas for hundreds and hundreds of years leading up to the birth of Avraham Avinu, Avodah Zarah was prevalent everywhere. That all changed when Avraham Avinu, who is described by the Rambam as Amudoi Shel Olam, the pillar of the world, when he arrived, that all changed. Well, if Avraham Avinu is described, and of course we need to explain this, but if he's referred to as the pillar of the world, well then obviously we understand that the world therefore was created in the Zechus of Avraham. He is the one who is the pillar of the world. Vayoymer Hashem Asara Mamorois V'kuloi Loi Nivro Elo Bizchus Avraham. The world was created in the merit of Avraham, Behi Borom Be'Avraham, because he is the pillar of the world. He is the world. So we understand on the one hand how it is and why it is that Chazal say that the world was created in the Zechus of Avram. But of course, what needs to be explained, and this is really the subject of our shiur tonight, why is Avram Avinu in fact referred to as the Amud Shel Olam? Amudai Shel Olam. In what way was Avram Avinu the pillar of the world? So I'd like to suggest an approach, but before I do, first let me share with you what I saw in a Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, which is written by Reb David Cohen, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevri. And he explains and suggests that the reason why Avraham Avinu is called the Amudoi Shel Olam is for the following reason. Because the Ramban in two places, once in his very famous piece at the end of Parshas Boy, and another occasion in Parshas Ha'azinu, says that the whole Tachlis Habriya, or in his words, Kavonas Hayetzira, what was the plan, as it were, on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu whilst creating the world? Ein lonu tam acher, says the Ramban, we have no other reason. B'yetzira harishona. There is no other reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created the world other than for mankind to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If mankind does not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Bria, in fact, has no purpose. And these are the words of the Ramban in Parshas Ha'azinu. Hashem bora es ha'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. Sheyakir es boiroi, in order to recognize him. And if that doesn't happen, then kavonas habriya botla legamri. If mankind is not recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not just an aveira, as it were, but rather the whole bria, the whole existence of the world, in fact, has no purpose. Well, we know who is the one who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the one who spread the word in recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rambam there, in great elaborate detail, describes that this was the lifetime's work of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, following centuries upon centuries upon centuries of Avodah Zarah, he was the one who investigated the Bria and arrived at the inescapable conclusion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in the words of the Medrash, the Baal Habira. He runs the show. He is the one causing everything to run. But Avraham Avinu did not leave it as such. V'hischil lamoid v'likroi b'koil godoy l'kol ha'olam. Avraham Avinu made it his lifetime mission to go from place to place. Me'ir le'ir, me'mamlocha le'mamlocha, from city to city, from empire to empire. And, he writes, eventually people became attracted and became talmidim. How many? Alofim v'ravovois, thousands upon tens of thousands of talmidim, who all were inspired by Avraham Avinu to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only is Avraham Avinu himself the paradigm of Emunah, but he made it his lifetime mission to spread the word and cause others to have Emunah as well. And if that's the case, then we understand very simply, says Reb David Cohen, that's why he is the Amudei Shel Olam. Because if the purpose of the world, as the Ramban writes, is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the one who ensures that that happens is in fact fulfilling the purpose of the world. That is the Amudei Shel Olam. We know very well, by the way, the Tor in the Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes in the name of his brother that the three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to the three Avos. Pesach refers to Avraham Avinu. Why so? But in light of what we've just explained, it's very obvious. Because we know that Pesach is all about a chizuk in emunah. The Sefer Achinuch very famously writes, the Ramban there in Parshas Bo, in similar theme, why do we have so many mitzvahs zecher etzias Mitzrayim? In the words of the Chinuch, ki hu god yesoid godoil v'omud chozok b'toiroseinu u'be'emunoseinu. Mitzrayim is the basis of all of our emunah. And because that in turn is the basis of everything, that's why we need so many mitzvahs that commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, the avoida of Chag HaPesach is in fact the avoida of Emunah. Well, it's very obvious, therefore, that the Chag of Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is that dogma, is that paradigm of Emunah. Pesach, the avoida, is Emunah. Therefore, the Chag of Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. But I'd like, if I may, to suggest something completely different, and I think it's extremely meduyak in the words of the Rambam. Again, we're coming to explain why is the Avraham Avinu, why is the Rambam referring to Avraham Avinu as the Amudai Shel Olam, the pillar of the world. So the first approach, that of Reb David Cohen, because he is the model of Emunah. He is the pillar of Emunah, that is the tachlis of the world, and therefore he is the pillar of the world. But I'd like to suggest an alternative, and this I think will explain to us, perhaps in an even more accurate way, the exact wording of Amudai Shel Olam. Where else are we familiar with the word Amud, or pillar? Al Shloisha Dvorim Ha'olam Oimed, says the famous Mishnah in Avos. There are three pillars upon which the world stands: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. The Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah says the most remarkable observation. And the Alshich, as we're about to mention, quotes this Medrash in several places. There are three pillars of the world: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. So what happened until Matan Torah? Says the Medrash, the pillar of Torah was only introduced at Matan Torah. What about Avodah? The pillar of Avodah was introduced at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So what about prior to Matan Torah and prior to the Beis HaMikdash? Which Amud did the world stand on then? And the answer is Chesed. Chesed is the only Amud that was supporting the world until Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. When the Mishnah says that the world stands on three pillars, that's the world that we live in today, post Matan Torah, post Beis HaMikdash. But prior Matan Torah, prior to the Beis HaMikdash, there was one Amud holding up the world. And what was that? The Amud HaChesed. A quite remarkable Medrash. And this, of course, would be the most beautiful interpretation of the Pasuk in Tehillim, when David HaMelech said, Olam Chesed Yiboneh. Well, that's absolutely literal. The world was created through Chesed. When the world was created, the only and solitary Amud that's supporting the world is Chesed. Not Torah, not Avodah. The Alshich, in our very parasha, quotes this Medrash. We find something astonishing in Parashas Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Nisoyan of Lech Lecha, indeed he does. And when he arrives in Eretz Yisrael, what happens? Vayehi ro'ov ba'oretz, there's a famine in the land. What does Avraham Avinu do? He leaves, he goes to Mitzrayim. The Ramban says something that nobody else would be allowed to say other than the Ramban. And he says, Vada, you should know, Ki Avraham Avinu chata chet godol. This was a tremendous sin that he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim. And he discusses it there. Of course, only the Ramban would be allowed to say something like that. And by the way, important to point out, obviously, there are sources in Chazal to back up the Ramban. But listen to the most fascinating Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh says, no, it was not a chait. Do you know why Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael? So he quotes the Medrash that we just cited. Ad matan Torah hoya oimed ha'oilom al omud echod. Which was that? Chesed. And who was the Omud Harishon of Chesed? It was Avraham Avinu. Says Avraham Avinu, if I come to Eretz Yisrael and there's no food, how am I going to do Chesed? So do you know why he left Eretz Yisrael? In order to sustain the world. A phenomenal Al-Sheikh. Avraham Avinu said, Biladei chasta, if I don't perform chesed, ein ha'oilom miskayim. There is only one omud that's supporting the world at this time. What is that? Chesed. And I'm the one performing that chesed. Chesed l'Avram. If there's no food, if there's a famine in Eretz Yisrael, how on earth will I be able to perform chesed? Therefore, by leaving Eretz Yisrael to a place where there was food, Nimtza, says the Al-Sheikh, he was ensuring kiyum ha'oilom, that the world is sustained. A fascinating Al-Sheikh. Says the Al-Sheikh, later on in our parasha, once again he quotes the Medrash, and he's coming to answer yet another very difficult question. The very famous question, it's a question that we've addressed in previous years. Even though there was no Torah prior to Matan Torah, but we know the Avos kept the mitzvahs nonetheless. In fact, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu even kept Derabbonons, never mind Deraisas, he kept Eruv Tavshilin. So what's the obvious question? So why didn't he perform Bris Milah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him to do so? He shook Lulav, he sat in a sukkah and he kept Shabbos. So why didn't he do Bris Milah? Why did he need that instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Al-Sheikh, it's once again back to that Medrash. Ad Sheloi Nitna Torah, prior to Matan Torah, the world was sustained with one Omud. And what was that? Gemilas Chasodim. Says the Al-Sheikh, Avraham Avinu was encouraging his Talmidim. We just had tens of thousands mentioned by the Rambam. And had they only been put off, had they only suspected that Avraham Avinu would be makar of them and they would be expected to do Bris Milah, then they would have run 100 miles and Avraham Avinu would not be able to do Chesed. So do you know why he didn't perform Bris Milah? In order to ensure that the world has Kiyum. He would not be able to perform Chesed, said the Al-Sheikh, if, as he writes, Im asoisi mitzvah zu, if I perform this mitzvah, yimnu'u oivrim v'shavim, wayfarers, bypassers will refrain, milovoy etzli. They're not going to come to me and then be expected to do Bris Milah, they're going to run 1,000 miles. Well, if I don't do Chesed, then there's no world anymore. Because the only Omud upon which the world is standing at the time is Chesed. And who is the performer of that Chesed? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, if that's the case, I have to forego Bris Milah. Shaking lulav, people can live with. Blowing a shofar, people can live with. But to perform surgical procedure like Bris Milah, nobody's going to want to do that. I won't be able to perform Chesed because nobody's going to come and visit me. Well, then the world cannot be sustained. And if that's the case, I think we have therefore a beautiful pshat now in the Rambam. when the Rambam describes Avraham Avinu as being the Amudoi Shel Olam, it's absolutely literal. It's absolutely literal. He is the Amud of the Olam. He is the pillar upon which the Olam rests. Because as the Alshech reminds us, the Medrash has taught us that there was no other Amud at the time. The only Amud upon which the world rested at the time was Chesed. And who was the one, the paradigm of that Chesed? Avraham Avinu. Well, it's very simple. It couldn't be more literal. Avraham Avinu is therefore the Amud HaChesed. Therefore, the Amud HaOlam. All of Avraham Avinu's lifetime work, we'll learn about the Hachnasas Orchim. We'll learn about davening for Sodom. We learn about the Kavura of Sarah. He is the Chesed LaAvraham. And if the only Amud supporting the world is Chesed, well, it couldn't be more simpler. Avraham Avinu is in fact the Amudoi Shel Olam. If that's the case, maybe I can just suggest the following Hosafa, and we'll see therefore a wonderful theme that runs all the way from Parashas Noach through Lech Lecha to Vayera. Because we learned in last week's parashin, Parashas Noach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world. Why? Because they were over the worst of the worst Averas. We discussed this last week. It even influenced the animals and the birds. Gilui Arayos. And that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. Says the Gemara, Ovru al HaKoil. The doer of the Mabul transgressed every Avera, but V'loi nechtam aleim gzar din. Do you know why their fate was finally sealed? Only because they were involved in Gezel. Ki mola ha'oretz chomos mipneihem. This is also something that we've addressed in previous years. Gilui Arayos is a worse Avera than Gezel. It's one of the three cardinal sins. That wasn't enough to destroy the world? Only Gezel? But according to what we've explained, it's Hafla Vofele. It's not the severity of Gezel. But what is Gezel? Gezel is the opposite of Chesed. Chesed is when I give mine to you, Shali Shalcha. Gezel is the opposite, Shalcha Shali, in which case the Amud HaOlam had just been removed. So it's not a punishment as such for the severity of the Avera. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilui Arayos, yes, a punishment could be administered. But if there's Gezel, well then there's no Chesed in the world, to the contrary. That's the antithesis of Chesed. You've just completely removed the solitary Amud of the world. Well, therefore, what is the punishment for the world? It's not a punishment. They just have no kiyum, so the world is destroyed. So the mabul that ruins the world, destroys the world, is not so much an oynish. Rather, what did the world look like before it was created? As we know, it was full of mayim. So we're going back to square one, as it were. The world has to be reset. There is one amud that is supporting the world, and that's Chesed. If the Doira Mabul are being over every Avera, but they're doing Gezel as well, which is the opposite of Chesed, well then the world has no Kiyum. So it simply evaporates, disintegrates. Furthermore, we've mentioned this Medrash in the past. It says in the Medrash in Tehillim that Avraham Avinu, after the Mabul, met one of the sons of Noach. Which son? Shem ben Noach. And he said to him, Avraham Avinu said, tell me the secret. Ketzad yotzasa min hateva. How did you exit the teva? How were you able to survive? And you know what he answered? Bitzdoka shehayinu oisim sham. It's all in the merit of tzedaka that we did there. Said Avraham Avinu, tzedaka? There were no poor people in the teva. Which stocker did you did? Ulami hayisim oisim stocker. Who exactly did you give charity to? Said Shem ben Noach to the behemois, to the chayois, to the oifois. We did not sleep day or night. We were busy. Said Avraham Avinu, if that's the case, then I better start Stocker as well. Nota Eishel, he planted the Eishel, which Chazal said is Rosh HaTevis, Achila, Shtia, Levoya. Avraham Avinu's whole operation of Chesed was inspired by Noach and his children. Lo'oir HaDvarim, once again, we now understand why that's the case. In order for Noach and his family to survive and to restart the world, you need to resurrect that solitary Omud of what? Chesed and Tzedakah. So therefore, when he's asked, what was your ticket? How did you get saved? And the answer is, Bizchus HaTzedakah. Not Bizchus HaTorah. It says that Noach learned Torah. That didn't help. That was not the Omud at the time. There was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no Avodah, there was one Omud. When that Omud was undermined by the Doir HaMabul, they were over Gezel, the world crumbled and disappeared. In order to press the reset button, that Omud has to be reset, resurrected. How so? Only through the Koyach of Tzedakah. Says Avraham Avinu, if that's the case, I must continue that legacy, that work of Tzedakah as well, in order to ensure the Kiyum of the world. And that's the connection between Parshas Noach. Moving over to Lech Lecha, this is the parasha of Avraham Avinu and Chesed. How does that all come to a fore next week in Parsha Sodom? In Vayera, we read about Sodom, there's another city that was completely annihilated. Why? Because they were involved in the opposite of Chesed. As we know, the stories meant in the Medrash, nobody was allowed to have guests. So once again, it's not a punishment as such. But if Sodom are not maintaining the Amud HaChesed, then they have no Zechus Kiyum. So it just gets turned over and disappeared. So this, I think, therefore, is the recurring theme through all of these parashiyos. Oilom Chesed Yibone. The world was created with only one Amud. It was only thousands of years later, 2,500 years later, Matan Torah, that the second Amud arrived. And later on still, that the third arrived with the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash, such that now the world is secure on three Amudim. But it wasn't so. It was very wobbly at the beginning. It wasn't sturdy at all. There was only one Amud of Chesed. So automatically, therefore, if that Amud disappears, well, then the world disappears with it. It has nothing else to rest on. And therefore, I think there is a very glatter pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu is the Amudai Shal Olam, it's literally so. The only Omud upon which the world was resting was Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the one who is involved in Chesed. That's his lifetime project. Therefore, he is in fact the Amudai Shal Olam. The opposite is the time of the Mabul, where there was Gezel. Therefore, the world has no Kiyum because there's no Olam. There's no support of the world. The ticket by which Noach and his family can escape is by performing Tzedakah. That in turn inspires Avraham Avinu to begin his Eishel, Achila Shtia V'Levoya. But Sodom, who once again are the opposite of Chesed, once again their Omud has crumbled, there is no Olam. All of this, I believe, is incorporated in those three words of the Rambam. The Amudoi Shal Olam. The first explanation that we quote in the name of Rabbi David Cohen, equally a beautiful pshat, because Avraham Avinu is the dugma and the omud of emuna, and that's the tachlis ha'olam, and that explains the medrash that we began with, the whole world is created bezchus Avraham, because he is the one who ensures that the purpose of the world is fulfilled, he is therefore the amudai shel olam. The second explanation that we are suggesting is completely different. The pillar, the solitary pillar supporting the world at the time was Chesed. Therefore, Avraham Avinu, who is that model of Chesed, is indeed the Amudoi Shel Olam. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.